Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we take a fresh, lively look at political figures who've shaped our country's history and culture. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're diving into the life and rise of Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma, a proud Cherokee Nation citizen, and one of the more unconventional members of the U.S. Senate.
Mark Wayne Mullen was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on July 26, 1977. Raised in the rural town of Westville as the youngest of seven children, he grew up working hard, and it shows. When his father fell ill, Mullen took over the family plumbing business at just 20 years old. He not only kept it running, but expanded it into a multi-million dollar enterprise.
He also earned an associate degree in construction technology from Oklahoma State University Institute of Technology, making him one of the few senators without a traditional four-year college degree. Along the way, he became a rancher, an MMA fighter, and a man who proudly lives by faith, family, and what he calls Oklahoma values.
In 2012, Mullen entered the political ring, winning Oklahoma's 2nd congressional district and becoming a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He served there for a decade, often aligning himself with President Trump's populist agenda and building a brand as a fighter, quite literally.
Then in 2022, following the retirement of longtime Senator Jim Inhofe, Mullen won a special election to the U.S. Senate. With that victory, he became the first Native American senator from Oklahoma in nearly a century, and only the 2nd Cherokee Nation citizen to serve in the U.S. Senate in history.
In the Senate, Mullen quickly established himself as a staunch conservative with a take-no-prisoners approach. He's advocated for deregulation, strong border security, and tax cuts, and he's been an outspoken critic of the Biden administration.
But he's also made headlines for his confrontational style. Who could forget that 2023 Senate hearing when he literally challenged Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fight? It wasn't just political theater. Mullen's background in MMA meant he might have meant it.
He's leaned into that image of a political brawler, unapologetic, physical, and folksy. Just recently, he made waves by referencing 19th century canings of journalists, while joking that some members of the press today could use a reminder. Critics were not amused, but his supporters love the bravado.
He also led efforts in 2025 to push for partial unsealing of court documents related to Jeffrey Epstein, framing it as a way to ensure transparency while still offering political cover to key Republican figures, including former President Trump.
For many, Mullen represents a new wave of conservative leadership, combative, deeply rooted in faith and family, and unafraid to take heat for bold statements. Whether he's on the Senate floor or Instagram, he leans into his identity as a business owner, a Christian, and a tribal citizen with full force.
And that identity matters. His presence in the Senate adds representation for indigenous voices, even if some in Indian country don't always agree with his politics. Still, his role is historic and complicated.
Love him or loathe him, there's no doubt Mark Wayne Mullen is a unique force in today's Republican Party. He's part of a generation of lawmakers bringing brawn, bravado, and a deep sense of regional pride to the national stage.
And that's our deep dive on Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Thanks for tuning in to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast.
We're here every weekday, breaking down the past and present of political leaders shaping the country's direction.
Have a great day. And remember, this is an AI podcast brought to you by PointedWords.com. See you next time.